that time of the week. Friday at 8:49, we do check in with Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic, for the latest on what's, I guess, streaming at this time, considering everything that's gone on this year. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Let's take a step back from that. Maybe not the latest. Sometimes I stumble upon things that aren't the latest, but are relatively fresh, that I think are worth talking about. And
so it's A Wonderful Life then, or what?
Well, I figure we're going to wait a little closer to the holiday season for that. But since you got that vibe, I will bring a holiday movie to the table. Disney Plus's Noelle. Have you heard about it?
I have not. But then again, I'm not really a Disney subscriber. I see this is on their streaming service, Disney Plus.
It is indeed on the streaming service. If you're not familiar with it, Anna Kendrick is Kris Kringle's daughter, Noelle, the name of the movie. She has a brother, Nick, played by Bill Hader. Now, the catch is here is Noelle, she's full of Christmas spirit. And, you know, her dream is to really play an important part of Christmas. But her real job is really kind of just looking after her brother, Nick, who's eventually going to take over for their father, Santa. Give you a little bit of a flavor. Here's a quick clip from the trailer. It'll give you a little better idea of the situation that's sitting right in front of Santa's daughter.
My name is Noelle Kringle.
Morning, princess.
My partridge in a pear tree underwear needs washing.
Oh, well, then my Christmas wish has been granted.
Christmas runs in my family. My dad was Santa, and now it's my brother Nick's turn to wear the hat.
Stocking full of coal if I've ever seen one.
He saved a kitten from a tree.
Some nice.
Noelle, will your brother be ready by Christmas?
Of course. He's a Kringle.
So I guess the question is, will he be ready for Christmas? The catch is, Nick kind of crumbles under pressure. Noelle suggests he take a break, which he does, but he never comes back. So then Noelle's going to have her hands full trying to save Christmas. So here's the thing. This movie's probably a year old, maybe a little under a year old, And, you know, I never saw it when it came out. Didn't have much interest in it at the time. But, of course, you know, times are different now. I remember there being kind of mixed reviews about it, and I could have stood away from it. But, you know, family was looking for something to watch, and I said, let's watch it. And after you watch it, I can see why people may have been a little disappointed, right? The story's a blend of ingredients we're familiar with. The filmmakers follow that holiday recipe very closely. You know, film can be overly silly at times. It can feel long at parts. And, you know, for holiday comedy, though, the big question is, familiar, is that really bad? I don't think so. There's plenty of comfort in familiarity, especially when you're talking about holiday. So I'm watching this movie. I'm saying, hey, Anna Kendrick, she does a great job playing silly. Brings a lot of charm to the film. That's important in a movie like this. I didn't mention mixing Shirley MacLaine and Julie Haggerty, right? Things are looking pretty good. And I got to say, for me, I'm always talking about the emotional thing. Okay, look, it's a holiday film. There are going to be plenty of heartfelt moments. Sure, they're going to be predictable, but that doesn't mean they're going to be any less touching. And, you know, I don't know about you. Have you seen a lot of holiday movies? You mentioned A Wonderful Life?
That's usually my go-to, that and Die Hard.
Well, I like that mix. I go both of those well. I think it's going to be a diehard year, though. I'm not sure. I got to say, so I'm always a fan of having characters in a movie. You know, they begin, they're a little hardened. They're not believing in the power of a holiday spirit. And that can, of course, be any holiday, not just Christmas. You know, people seem to be a little bit kinder at those times. So watching these people slowly become believers again, I think there's always a hook in that. And that movie had this, so I'm excited about it. So whatever I'm saying, look, it's not going to be the next Christmas Story or the next Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street. I don't think it's going to be that. But you know what? I enjoyed it. The entire family enjoyed it. It's one of those warm, inviting movies. Okay, there may not be plenty of laughs, but plenty of smiles. And maybe last year when it came out, times were different. But this year, the kind of changing holiday landscape, I think it's going to be a nice addition to the holiday movie lineup. I don't think you can go wrong, especially sitting on the couch enjoying something, you know, sweet, a little sweet treat there. So definitely I would think it was worth watching.
Well, you definitely need an uplifting and somewhat cheery message of hope, definitely, in this 2020 year that we're in. So definitely does sound pretty good itself. How does Bill Hader play, though, in this? Is he kind of his traditional wacky self or what?
Well, you know, if you've seen a lot of Bill Hader movies, you're a Bill Hader super fan, you may kind of feel like he's kind of playing it safe or he's kind of playing it right on the line. So he does what he needs to do, and he pulls off the Bill Hader moments. Is he fantastic for what he does? He didn't bring this extra oomph, but he's good. He fills the job perfectly. I will say, too, also, if you're looking for Christmas movies, Kurt Russell made a movie called Christmas Chronicles 2 years ago. The sequel will be dropping, I think, next week after the Thanksgiving holiday, so keep that in mind.
I know the big news for this weekend, and switching gears just for a moment, was Wonder Woman. They've just decided to put that sequel, 1984, out on Christmas Day, and you know, just this year. Is that the best move for the studio?
You know, here's the thing, man, and I don't understand it, but I know they got number crunchers. obviously, I would say something that big, high profile, you may want to wait more. But I mean, maybe they're looking ahead and they're thinking, you know, we're not going to be out of the woods where they can throw that out there for a while. So they're going to try to grab as much money as they can. Now, the other parts of the country, obviously, where the theaters are open, you can actually see it at a bigger capacity. You know, Kevin Costner's movie, Let Him Go, we talked about last week. I think that opened at number one recently, but that was the only movie in theaters. I would wait. That's the answer to your question. I would wait because if things open up, you can maybe make a whole bunch of money. But you never know. Maybe the interest is so strong they can pull $29.99 on demand or, you know, have somebody buy the Blu-ray when it comes out.
As Chris,
what would you do, Daniel?
You know, it's... I'm not sure. I'm not really a rich movie executive, you know, that has to do casting calls, so I don't really know what to do.
So. Well, I'll say this. I'm surprised you say it, but you know what? We haven't heard them doing that with James Bond yet, so they're holding on to that gem, I think.
Yeah, they're pushing that one back until next spring, so kind of hopefully. And hopefully we'll be able to all see that in theaters by then. Chris, pleasure talking with you this morning. Hope you do have a great, I guess, pre-holiday weekend.
Excellent. You likewise.
Yeah. That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic, talking about Noel, a movie on Disney Plus. Came out last year, but still a good family romp to watch this year, according to our good friend Chris.